Can we go back to the lowering of the horror?
Hold on. Wait a minute now. You're not going to lower the horror. You're going to lower your chi. Can you put your hands up over your head real straight and tall? Okay, can you turn your palms so they're facing away from each other at the top of your own, the hands up in the air, straight up over your head. Turn your hands so that the two tops of your hand are touching.
Yes.
Okay, and now your elbows are bent just a little bit because your hands are touching, yes?
Yes.
But straight up over your head, yes?
Yes.
So are your little fingers touching and your thumbs touching? Now when you get there, then you stretch it up just a little bit further. So you're going like reaching to the sky. You'll feel it like in your rib cage if you do it right. You'll feel that just a little bit. Then you go a little bit more and pull just a little bit. You're like, yikes, what's that? Got it?
Yeah.
And your form stuck. So straighten everything up. You're a little bit all over the face. Get right. One elbow is out further than the other, so get them the same. You forget we do this, and we know you, so now spread your feet out just a little bit since you got up. Make them be about equal to your shoulders. If the wind were blowing, you'd sort of brace yourself. Make that stance. Like if the wind was really blowing, you were like going to stand in the wind to fortify yourself, be able to stand up. And then take your hands, go straight up high.
Yes.
Arms facing out. Take a nice deep breath. And then as you inhale, exhale slowly. Take your hands and come down till they're far, like making a circle coming down and stop when they're exactly halfway, which would make like a cross. Parallel with the ground, hold it right there until you feel that in your shoulders. When you hold it out there for a little while, you'll feel it in your shoulders. Do you yet?
Yes.
Describe what you feel.
Balanced.
Do you feel any sensation in your shoulders?
It's a weight on the shoulders.
It does, but is it getting sharp? And do you feel it being different now than it was a moment ago?
I can feel it.
Well, that's your chi. And that joint that you're feeling right there, that is your chi. And how intense it is how high your chi is. Your chi is not too far out of balance, so it's not like excruciatingly painful for you. But you'll hear other people that are trying to do what we're telling you to do. We're not telling them to do it. We're telling you, but they're going to do it too. That's okay. And sometimes it's much sharper, much more painful, kind of like a knife. And it hurts when your chi is higher. Now, what you're doing is then you continue with your hands on down to your side. So you've made a great big circle. And you breathe again, and you inhale deep as you possibly can. And as you're inhaling, you take your hands back up in a reverse motion. Winding it up like the sun coming up, all the way up, all the way up. Inhaling, 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 and then touch them again. So that the tops of your hands are touching each other. Your middle fingers are touching, and your thumbs are touching, and your index fingers touching. And you're pointing your index finger to the sky as high as you can. And stretch it, really get it out there. And then you come back down, and go halfway. And sometimes in the feeble ones, you'll snap, crackle, and pop a little bit. That's okay. It's good for you. Snap, crackle, and pop. Doesn't hurt you. And then when you get halfway, hold it. And you'll start to feel it. You'll feel it in your shoulders. And it'll be like, ah. And how long it takes to get there, that's where your chi is. Your chi is meeting you. And then go back down. Now, then you're breathing. Remember, inhaling and exhaling as you're going up and down. Do that a couple of several dozen times or so in the morning or whenever you're working around doing what you want to do. And it will lower your chi and will increase your ability to connect, which will open your hara. We love your hair, by the way.
Thank you.